محمد
يا ابني احنا والله العيال
وانا كمان
زي التقريب
السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته وهو يسكن بيت البدايه او موعدكم will be taken tomorrow, but who is the other taking back to you? The new guest are usually him. Oh, new guest? I'll wait for you until you get used to us and then we'll take you. Now, from the bodies. Oh, you're the second time here? Oh, you're 13, okay. Then it is you. Ah? Okay, can we get you over there, guys? Here. This is the best way to move from here to here.
Like Get him.
And you. And now from the Barbie. Which one are we going to take from the Barbies? Oh, the other star? Where is the other star? How about if I take it in sister? Can I take you instead of your sister? Why not? Because why? Huh? All right. Now the story, and we usually speak it like that. Now the story of Prophet Ibrahim, of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. Remember, the brothers of brother of Yusuf alayhi salam convinced him what? To let Yusuf, which is Joseph, you know who's Joseph?
Yes.
Yusuf. Good, okay. They convinced him to let them go, to let him go with them hunting. And then he said, they told him, you don't trust us with Yusuf? He says, no, I trust you. Okay, if you trust us with Yusuf, then you should get Yusuf to go with us. But, you promised us. But, I'm afraid! You're afraid of what? I'm afraid of what? You're afraid of us? No, I'm not afraid of you, I'm afraid of the wolf. The wolf! You're afraid of the wolf then? Yes, the wolf might be using. Guys, did you hear that? He's afraid of what? He gave them the idea. Without knowing, he gave them the what? Idea. He's afraid of the wolf. He's afraid of the wolf. Did you hear about that? He's afraid of what? The wolf. And they surrounded him. 10 boys. And everybody, don't worry. How could the wolf come close to him? If we are so many, we will be big losers if the wolf will eat him when we are 10 big, huge guys. Guys, you're going to be in trouble, trust me. Yes. Okay. Now, he said, okay, you guys can take him with you. If he would go with them, hey guys, you need to be here.
What about
Iman? You need to be here. I need to see you here.
You can look
at. I'll send you to the office here.
Okay, what about the office?
Now you're disturbing the thing. The story is nice. Go sit down and listen to the story.
If you don't sit down and listen to the story, yes, I'm going to do to watch you. Huh? I'm going to really.
Finally, they took Yusuf with them. Finally, you play the role of Yusuf. Finally, they took Yusuf with them. And then in front of his dad, Yusuf, sweetheart, you're coming with us. Oh, indeed? Yes, we're going to go together hunting. Really, go hunting? Yes, we will go hunting. And you will play a lot of games. Oh, I am so excited, I can't go to sleep. Yes, I know, you're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to teach you how to aim
and how to hunt, and how to we're going to teach you a lot of things. And we're going to have a lot of fun. Yes. Oh, I can't wait to go with you.
In the morning, early morning, Yaqub could not sleep all night. Who is Yaqub? Jacob, the father of who? Yosef. He couldn't sleep all night. It's like his heart is feeling that he's not going to see his son again for a long time. And that was true. That night was the last night. The next time he saw his son was after how many years? 14 years. 40. 40. You know? 40, like your dad's age. Your dad's age. 40. 40 years. He hasn't seen his son after that for 40 years. So he couldn't sleep all night. Yusuf, I'll miss you. But he could not keep him. They took him. And then in the morning they started traveling towards the place, hunting place where they're going to camp for a few days of hunt. As soon as, you know, in front of his father, when his father was looking at him, "Watch out for Yusuf! You sure, Daddy, we're going to take care of him? Don't let the air touch him. Sure, Daddy, we're going to take a very good care of him. Don't worry about him, Daddy." "Okay, Yusuf, make sure nobody bothers him. Nobody's going to bother him, Daddy." And then they started traveling. And they were treating Yusuf very nicely in front of Daddy. Now, after they walked for about an hour, now they are what? Alone. They started walking towards Yusuf. "Yusuf!" Yusuf looked like this. "Yes?" He said, "You are sitting on the horse." "Oh!" They slapped him. He fell from the horse on his face like this. "Oh! You are the special boy. You don't know how much I hate you. It is now payback time. Now it is payback time. You don't know what I'm going to do to you." And the other one, he kicks him. "Oh yeah, special boy? You stole my share of love and attention from my father and mother. And I was neglected because of you." And then the third one, "Since you were born, I have been in the fire of jealousy since you were born. I could not enjoy one day. I am burning jealous every day. Why you and not me?" Boom! And they started spitting on him and beating him up. And finally, they tied him and they dragged him behind the horse. Very, very mean. Very mean to him. Unbelievably mean to him. And then, very mean. And then they said, they would bring the knife and bring the knife like this and say, "Yusuf, guess who we are going to slaughter as soon as we arrive to our camp place? Somebody that we love so much. We're going to slaughter you, Yusuf." They didn't want to kill him right away. They wanted to torture him first so that they you know, Yusuf, they bring the knife. Yusuf, wait, not yet. Yusuf, and then they arrived to the camping place, and they tied Yusuf to the tree. So Yusuf is tied to the tree, crying, "Guys, what did I do wrong? I didn't do anything." And then there's a shaboom, and they slap him. And then they slap him from the other side. "You be quiet. This is your last day. You're not going to be alive tomorrow. We're going to slaughter you and feed your flesh to the wolf. Wolves are hungry. You cute little boy." And then they camped, and it is now the time to slaughter Yusuf. So they got the knife. Okay? And one of them, the one who hated Yusuf the most, he said, "Nobody's going to slaughter him except me. I am the one who's going to cut his neck. I hated him so much
No, I hated him more than you. I am the one who's going to slaughter him. Yes.
Wasn't there one brother that liked him, his full brother?
No, that was Benjamin, right? Binyamin or Benjamin. He was back with the dad because he was younger than Yusuf.
Oh.
He was a little baby.
Benjamin
was
younger than Yusuf?
Yes.
Yusuf and his brother...
Yes, Benjamin.
Oh, Benjamin.
Binyamin.
Oh, Benjamin. Okay.
Yeah, Binyamin was younger than him.
So,
here we go. Here we go. And then, they said, no, I'm going to kill him. No, I'm going to kill him. No, he's mine. And then, when they started walking towards him, there was a guy among them. He had a kind of a nice heart. Little bit. Not that much. Little bit. He said, guys, if we kill him, what are we going to say to Allah? So they looked at each other. Oh yeah, Allah, we forgot all about Allah. What are we going to say to Allah? The worst guy among them. I know what are we going to say to Allah. He said, what? They said, we're going to repent after we kill him. We're going to what? Repent. So let's kill him first. And then after we kill him, we're going to what? Repent. You know what repent is?
Ya Allah, forgive me, I made a mistake. Ya Allah, please forgive me. Let's start a new page.
Just ask Allah to start a new page with him. With Allah,
yeah.
You know, usually the people who make this intention, usually they want to trick Allah. They think that they can trick Allah. Allah will trick them back. What happens to you? Why can't we do the same thing? Why don't we say, okay, I am going to really do this bad thing, and then after I do it, I will repent. I will what? Repent. How? When we trick Allah, how? We do the bad thing, and then we repent. Or we are going to stop praying and do all kinds of bad things until before we die, we repent and we go to Jannah. The people think that they can trick Allah. Could they do that?
No.
Why not?
First of all,
perfect. Takbir.
Be
those who think that way, they think that they will die slowly, right? They assume that they're going to get sick for 2 years, and then they go to 2 years in the hospital, and then another 2 years dying slowly, and then so they will have lots of years going slowly to death. Who said so? You know the people who try to trick Allah that way? Allah may choose to trick them. You know how? By ending their life fast. You know how? Heart attack. Oh, boom. Done. Or car accident. Boom. Boom. Done. Any kind of accident. Run by a horse. Fall down. Get killed by a robber, somebody, a thief. Salaam alaikum. Wa alaikum salam, sweetie. You are our tickling victim today, but you just missed the tickling time.
But now, today you just did a tickling to me.
When?
That's tickling.
Like right now.
Oh, right now? No, that's not tickling. Tickling is like this. This is how we tickle our victims. We bring them like that, and we start tickling them from here like this. This is the tickling. Okay? And you didn't get much. Wait, next time you're my victim. Yes, right there. So, the people who think that can trick Allah and do bad things and repent and go to Jannah, if you think that way, Allah will trick you and make you die suddenly, and you suddenly find yourself in hell. 5 minutes car accident, 5 minutes heart attack, there's no time to repent, boom, you're there. So, don't you think ever that you can trick Allah. Okay? Trick who? Allah. So now Prophet Yusuf is in their hands. So the bad guy says, don't worry guys, after we kill him, we are going to repent and be good guys, and we go where? We go to Jannah. Now the middle guy said, no guys, killing is too much. You don't want to kill your own brothers. Come on guys now, come on, we don't want to kill him. This is Yusuf, Joseph. Story of Joseph. We don't want to kill him. We don't want to kill him. What do you want us to do with him? We can get rid of him, but we can't really kill him. But we don't really have to kill him. They said, okay, Mr. Genius, tell us your ideas.
what do you want to do with him? He said, oh yes, do you know the well that we bring water from? He said, yeah, what about that well? He said, we drop him in the well. And then they said, oh yeah, Mr. Genius, and after we drop him in the well, what is going to happen? He said, yeah, some travelers would be passing by, they go looking for water. When they bring water, they bring him, okay? They take him far away from this land, and we never see him again. But he does get to live. We don't have to kill him. Huh? You know what? Okay. I think it's a good idea too. I don't think we don't. You know, it's killing him. Yeah, killing him is not such a good idea. Yeah, let's throw him in the well. Let's vote. Those who vote for killing Yusuf, say aye. Nobody say aye. Those who vote for throwing Yusuf in the well, say aye. Aye, everybody. He said, okay, we'll throw him in the well. They took him and they said, Yusuf, we decided to slaughter you. No, please, don't slaughter me. I decided to slaughter you. No, please. They said, okay, just because you said please, we're going to throw you in the well. Like this. And they did throw him in the well. Yusuf, and he fell in the water. Yes.
Not
that story. You mixed that story. Yeah. You mixed this story with this story with this story. You got mixed up spaghetti stories. Pay attention.
Okay.
And then they dropped him. And they hunted. And then they started thinking, okay, what should we tell daddy guys? They said, yeah, remember he said, be careful, don't let the wolf eat him. Don't let the wolf what? We go back and we tell him, Dad, the wolf ate Yusuf. He said, but what kind of evidence we can bring to father to prove that the wolf ate Yusuf? They said, easy. We slaughter a sheep. We slaughter a what? A sheep. And then we take the shirt of Yusuf. That's anybody's shirt? May I borrow this? We take the shirt of Yusuf. We take the shirt of who?
Yusuf.
And get it wet with blood. Get it wet with blood. And then we take it to Yusuf, the wolf ate Yusuf. And then, that's the end of the story. He can't do anything about it. Can he do anything about it? He has to believe us, and he has to live without Yusuf. They said, oh yeah, it's a good idea.
No.
Alright, now it's time to go back home. And Yusuf is in the well, crying and shivering, cold and scared, and it's dark, and rats are crawling around, and the snakes are coming, like this, scaring him. And he is so scared in the darkness of the well, yes.
And when you're talking, when you're talking about the one about when someone is on the spiral, on the roof. No, that's not true. On the cold water, it looked like a black bowl of thick of cold water.
Oh, come on now. Where are you? Where have you gone? I think you have gone all the way to Disneyland this time.
No,
let's stick here.
Oh,
I see. Oh, okay. The well is a hole in the ground, very deep. Deep enough to reach to the groundwater. You know the groundwater that you can take and eat, drink, and cook with, and take showers? Yeah. And you drop the bucket? You drop the bucket, you get the water, and you lift the bucket. And
the
yes.
Yeah.
And then?
I saw something like before on the one you wash hot, and then you let it just spread it out all over the car.
Now let's go back to the story of Prophet Yaqub. Can I get your shirt?
Jacket,
just for a second. So they got it wet with blood. Now they are going to go back
to their father. What happens? What should have happened if they are really saying the truth? They should have been crying or laughing. If they love Yusuf and the wolf ate Yusuf, they should go back to the father. Laughing or crying?
Crying.
Crying hard or crying easy?
Hard.
With tears or without tears?
With tears.
With tears. That was the problem. The problem was tears. They said, hey guys, what can we do about the tears? What can we do? We can fake crying, but we can't fake tears. They tried to practice. Okay, how about if we hit each other so that we cry with tears? They said, no, it's not going to work. How can we make tears? They didn't have these pepper sprays to make tears. They didn't have those. How can we make tears? Oh, okay, the brilliant guy said, I have an idea to make tears. They said, what? They said, go so that you arrive to your father, return so that you arrive to your father at night. At what? Night. Because at night your father will not see whether you have tears or no tears. See the smart idea? They said, yes, give me five men, that's it. They started traveling back. They arrived to the place, home, where the father is. They arrived very late at night. And then the father was hearing them coming. So he went out excited. Yusuf is back. Then from far away, they started, Yusuf, my lovely brother. Yusuf, how can I live without you, Yusuf? Life sucks after you, Yusuf. Yusuf. And the thing, that, what happened to Yusuf? What happened to Yusuf? Ah! They all in one sound. Ah, Yusuf! Ah, Yusuf! What happened to Yusuf? Daddy, we don't want to tell you. What happened to Yusuf? What happened? Of course, no tears. Crying without tears, but Daddy can see. At night. What happened to Yusuf? The wolf, Daddy. Don't tell me. Yes, Daddy, we will tell you. The wolf ate Yusuf. What? I'm not lying. You guys, I don't believe you. It's scared. It can't happen. It can't happen. He said, why don't you believe us? Here is his shirt with the blood. The daddy took the shirt, and as soon as he looked at the shirt, it was obvious for him that they are lying. Tell me why. Wrong.
It wasn't warm.
Yes, the shirt was like this. It wasn't torn at all. It was like just like this. So it was like this. A very nice wolf took off nicely the jacket from Yusuf first, put it aside, and then he said, "Excuse me, I want to eat you." And then he started. Started eating him. What do you think about that? If that was a true story, then the shirt would have been what? Torn into pieces. What kind of kind, nice wolf? Excuse me, Yusuf, let me take off your jacket so that I can eat you. Does it happen? No. So as soon as he looked at the shirt like that, the wolf ate him. You bad boys, may Allah take revenge from you.
May Allah take revenge from you. May Allah take revenge from you. Allah will bring Yusuf back to me.
And he started crying non-stop for 40 years. No, that's later. That's after 40 years when Yusuf came back. When actually they took the shirt back to him. For 40 years later, he said, Allah will bring him back to me. And after 40 years, that happened. He saw Yusuf again after 40 years. Now let's see what happened during those 40 years. a big, 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 and lots of things happened to Yusuf. Now Yusuf is where?
In the
well. Crying and scared. Ya Allah, save me. Ya Allah, save you. Suddenly he heard a caravan coming. And people stopped by the well. He hears the noise of caravan. And then people are talking.
Hey! Hey! Chaudhry! Chaudhry! Go grab us! Go fetch us some water from the well, man! Go get us some water from the well! And bring a lot of water! We're not going to see another well for 5-10 days! We want a lot of storage of water! Go get us some water, man! Go get us some water!
He took the bucket, Chaudhry, and then he dropped it in the well. And when he dropped it in the well, when it hits the water, it does like what? As soon as it hit the water, it splashed water on who? Yusuf. Yusuf was almost like passing out. Hungry and thirsty and dying and scared, and he was like this, dying. As soon as the bucket filled the water, splashed him. What's going on? Bucket! He dumped into the bucket. The guy said,
oh, hey, what? What happened? Come on now.
You can't be that heavy.
Hey, guys, something wrong. The bucket got stuck. We don't have another bucket, guys. We don't have another bucket. Help me, let's get off the bucket.
Okay, 5-10 guys gathered, and they started,
hey, wow, that's not water. They gotta be rock.
The bucket is lifting up and up and up and up and up. And when finally the bucket is on the surface, they all look,
oh my God, it's a cute, awesome boy.
Huh? Wells nowadays give boys, don't give water.
Oh, what happened to you?
And he passed out. They said, oh baby, they carried him to the caravan. They started curing him and feeding him and warming him up. And they said, okay, anybody around here knows this guy? Nobody. Nobody knows him. The guy is not awake. So they said,
guys, we have to arrive on time. We need to leave now. Let's go.
So they started traveling. And Yusuf is what? Yes, they did. For a long time. After 4 or 5 days, they had been far gone. Yusuf started gaining consciousness back. Becoming awake. Where I am. Please don't kill me. Please
don't kill me. I'm a good boy. I, please don't kill me. I won't bother you anymore.
Where am I?
Huh? What am I doing here? Huh? Who are you? And who are you? What am I doing in this here? Where's Dad? Where's Mom? Who are you guys? Who are you? We picked you up from the well. You were lost down there in the well. Who are you?
Well, I don't know. My name is Yusuf. And my father is Jacob. Do you know Jacob?
What? Jacob? Who's Jacob?
You never heard of Jacob?
No, we never.
I thought everybody in this whole universe knows Jacob.
Daddy Jacob! Who is your daddy Jacob? We don't know him.
You guys gotta be kidding. You don't know my dad?
Yes, we don't know your dad. Wait, how do we know your dad?
Huh? I thought everybody in this whole universe knows my dad. All I have to do is say, take me to Dad, and everybody knows Dad.
Hello, you little idiot. No, you're not your dad. Now, where is your dad?
I don't know. My dad is at the house.
Where is your house?
Huh? My house. You don't know my house?
Yes, we don't know your house.
Huh?
How could you not know Dad at my house?
Remember, kids, you need to memorize your phone number and your address. You need to memorize what?
Don't say, take me to daddy. Who's your dad? How come you don't know dad? Everybody knows dad. That's not true. How come you don't know my home? Everybody knows my home. Don't be dumb. Be smart. Remember your address, remember your phone number, and remember your full name. So, just in case, if somebody finds you, who's your dad? I don't know. What's his name? His name is Daddy. And what's your mom's name? Her name is Mommy. What do you mean, Daddy and Mommy? What's their name? Oh, I have been calling them Daddy and Mommy. That's their name, and everybody knows them. No, not everybody knows them. Okay, so I don't know. Now, he's lost. Okay, smarty boy, enough. Obviously, you don't know your address. You don't know your dad's cell phone number. You don't know your email. You don't know your web page. Oh, you're smart. Right, I'm sorry. You don't know www.whereisyusuf.org? There was no such a thing. He's lost.
He said, okay guys, what are you going to do with me? Can you take me back?
Excuse me? We'll take you back? You know how far we have been going? For long time. Besides, when we were there, there was nobody. We go back there, nobody's waiting for you. Nobody cares about you, my friend here. I'll forget it. We're not taking you back. You're coming with us.
Where?
We're going to Egypt. We're going where? To Egypt. And we're going to take you with us. And maybe your dad would be looking for you. We will take you to the market. We will take you to where? And then we will put you in the basket of lost and found. So we'll have you in the basket of lost and found. Maybe your dad will be looking for you over there, my son.
Okay. Do I have any other choice? No, you don't. Okay. We'll just go to Egypt. Ya Allah. I want to see my dad. Ya Allah. They took him to the market in Cairo, Egypt. He has never been to Cairo before. Egypt at that time was the most civilized city in the world. It had a lot of pyramids, monuments, blah, blah. The pharaohs had a lot of landmarks. Yusuf was like, wow. I've never seen these things before. He has been living with his father where? And almost in the countryside where there were barely anybody passing by. And here we go. Now, they said to each other, hey guys, come on here. What are we going to do with this little boy, Yusuf? He is annoying and we want to get rid of him. We don't want him with us. He's eating a lot of food. We don't want to pay for his food. He needs somebody to take care of him. We don't have time for him. Where should we put him? Should we just let him go like this? No, he will die. Then what we should do with him? Let's sell him in the market for somebody to buy him and take care of him, just like a pet. You know, if you have a pet, if you let the pet go on the street and the pet is not used to the street life, what is going to happen to the pet?
Die.
So you start looking for a new home. So that's how they did. They took him to the market. And they went to the guy who sells slaves.
And they said, hey, we have this boy right there.
Hey, my name is...
We have this boy here, and we want to sell him. We want you to sell him in the market. He's yours. How much are you going to give us for bringing him to you?
1 cent.
Let me see.
I said 1 cent.
Show me your hand. Oh, he has soft hands?
No,
he don't. Well, show me your muscles.
What?
Wow.
No muscles? What?
You
no muscles?
What? Hey, boy! What are the things that you know how to do?
I know how to hug my dad. What? Hug your dad?
This is good for not I'm not paying anything. Okay, give him and just sell him for anything. He said, okay. Then he took him like this. He carried him and he put him in the cage. He put him in the cage and he kicked him into the cage and then he, boom, closed the door. Now Yusuf is in the cage. Hey guys, guys, everybody here, we got a new boy. He's cute. He's cuter than your pet. Who wants a human pet? A human pet, pet, pet. A human pet for $1, $1, $1, $1. Who pays more, more, more? A pet, pet, human pet. He looks cute, 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 pet, pet. You want to pay? How much you pay? $10, $10, $10, $12, $11, $11, $11, $12, $12, $12, $13, $13, $14, $14, $15, $16, $17. Who pays more? Nobody wants to buy. Hey, excuse me. I want somebody to work for me, not to decorate my house. This guy is not good for any farm work. Guess who bought him? There was a very rich, spoiled, elite woman living. She was the wife of the governor. She was the wife of who?
The wife of Pharaoh.
The governor. No, not Pharaoh, the governor. And Pharaoh wasn't the ruler at that time. The ruler was the king, not Pharaoh. The pharaohs were not ruling Egypt then. Anyway, then the governor. The government wife, she was living in a life of luxury. She was bored. In the morning, she woke up. And after she wakes up, hey, girls, come, do my nails. She gets on their toes. Ah, girls, prepare the bath for me. I wanna take a bath. Hey, do my hand nails. Hey, do this, do that. Okay, knit my hair. You spread perfume on me. Bring me my clothes. She is living, spoiled brat, living a life of luxury. Okay, I'm bored today. And she has a girl, a woman, her job is to think how to entertain her. She doesn't do anything except coming up planning entertainment activities for her. Hey, Sultana, what kind of entertainment activities do you have for us today? Oh, my lady. Oh, yeah. Today we can go to the market shopping. Oh, shopping? Not bad. Bring me the bars of the cart. Okay, now, her lady is dragging her dress up behind her like if she's getting married. She had like 3-4 feet of dress dragged behind her. She's walking like this. Oh, I don't like this. Show me this. I don't like it. Let me taste that. That. Oh. Oh. And then she hears me. Hey, human pet, human pet, human pet. $1, $1, $1, $2, $2. See, human pet. Let's go see that human pet. Oh, my God. Oh. He is adorable. How do you say that, Sarah? Oh, he is adorable, right? Can you say it like you did in the movie?
No.
He is adorable. He is adorable. Oh, let me buy him. How much do you want for this human pig? Oh, my lady, he's $50. Oh, $50? Okay. Hey, slave boy, give him $50. Servants are getting the money. She doesn't have to pay. Okay, we'll take care of him. Hey, girls, bring that human pig. Take him home, give him a shower, clean him up, and let me see him after he's cleaned. Let's go! I am so tired, but let's go home now. It is time for my massage and exercise. Let me go home. And then she goes home. Yes.
Didn't the husband buy him?
No.
And the movie shows the husband buy him.
The Bible movie?
No, there was a movie in the Bible. It's a Persian
movie. Okay.
And it wasn't very true. There was a lot of...
You know, there's no very detailed, authenticated source for these things. So, stories varies. But anyway, let's not get stuck with these little matters. Let's focus on the big matter. They took Yusuf home.
And then they started checking him out. They started smelling him like this.
You need a shower. Remember that.
And they brought him to his lady. And then, lady, as a bride,
dress. Why is he wearing a dress?
Silk dress.
Why is he wearing a dress?
Oh, afterwards, after he finished the shower.
Why dress?
They dressed him up.
Why dress?
To make him look
to make him
even
cute.
And you know how these, you know how the girls and the women who are dragging dogs, doo-doo dogs behind, they walk like this and the dogs is walking like that? You know how this happens? Don't you see them sometimes putting jackets on the dogs? And the dog is wearing a short and sometimes a pant?
Okay,
Okay. Now they bring him. Oh, here's a donut. Come here, my human pet. Let me pet on you. Let me pet on you. And she started enjoying him. Oh, what do you want? Oh, I want some milk. Okay, girl, bring him milk. Ooh, a bucket of milk. Oh, is that enough for you? Oh, more than enough. What else do you want? Chicken. Oh, lots of chicken. So suddenly he's being treated better than when he was at home. And then he had a life of luxury. He didn't have to work at all. All that he has to do is entertain his lady. Every time she's bored, oh, bring me Yusuf. I wanna feed him, like just like a dog. And then, Yusuf, when he came to her, how old was he? He was he was older. He was probably 7, 8 years old. Yeah, how old do you think Yusuf was?
When he was 5?
Yeah. Shares of beauty he got. Half of whole mankind. So Adam had all the shares, 100% in him, to be inherited by his what? Children. Adam had 100% of the shares of beauty. Who got 50%? Yusuf. And who got the rest? Everybody else, including you and me. We are all sharing the rest. And Yusuf got half by himself. So he was like a very cute, handsome little boy. Then he started growing big and growing and growing and growing to be a what? A young man. And as he is growing, guess who's watching him? Yes? His lady. His master, she was watching him growing up. And then as he was growing up to be more and more and more beautiful, attractive, and handsome. How? No, not, he didn't reach for a giant yet. Little worse than giant. And then, when he grew up to become a young man, she started falling in love with him. She's married. Her husband is the governor. He's the master of the house. And then she said to Yusuf, Yusuf, who I am? You are my lady. Okay, I am your lady, right? Yes, you are, man. Would you like me to serve you anything, my lady? Yes, Yusuf, I'd like to do it too. You come over here and sit at my lap. No, lady, no. I am no longer a child. I am a big boy now. And I know better than that. When I was little, I could have sat, I would sit on your lap. But now, I am too big to sit on your lap. But Jesus, let me just touch you on your ear the way I used to do before. No, lady, my lady, I can't. I am sorry. You can't touch me now. I am too old now. It's not good to do that now. Oh, but Yusuf, you are my pet. You are my human pet slave. Yes, my lady, but I'm still a human being. You can't touch me like that. And I'm not going to touch you. Yusuf, stop being ridiculous. You're upsetting me. I am sorry, my lady, but what? Doing this is haram. What do you mean, haram? I mean that our Lord in heavens doesn't like that. What do you mean, our Lord in heavens? We worship those guys in the temple. No. Those are not real gods. Forget about them. Our Lord is up in heaven. And he doesn't like that. Don't be ridiculous now. Good night, my lady. Then he goes away. And then, the more he does that, the more she is picking on him. The next day, Yusuf, now! You have to stop being ridiculous. You have to come here. I want to enjoy you like I used to enjoy you when you were a little baby. Sit in my lap, play in your hair. Taking you. I won't do this now. I have the right. I bought you. I am sorry, my lady. You can't. You know what, Yusuf? Yusuf, you have to give me a kiss. What? No, I am not. Yusuf, I am your master. You have to give me a kiss. No. No way. I am not kissing you. Yusuf, I told you, you have to kiss me. No, go away, I am not. She started getting what? Mad and what? Angry. And then she said, hey girls, this boy has to kiss me, whether he likes it or not. I am going to get him like this and kiss him. But he's going to run away from you and hear a scream. Oh yeah? Okay, let's do this, guys. Girls, go out of the home and close all doors and don't let anybody in. Because he has to kiss me. If he doesn't kiss me, it's not going to be good for him. But he has to kiss me. And then they all went out of the home and they closed the doors and they stayed outside. Not let anybody what? In or out. And then she said yes. Yusuf came. Yusuf, guess who are in the house alone? Oh, I don't know, my lady. Yusuf, it's you and me alone in the house. Now, you give me a kiss. No, my lady, I will not give you a kiss. This is haram. I will not do anything that upsets Allah. Yusuf, I don't care about what you say. You have to give me a kiss. No, I'm not giving you a kiss. You have to, Yusuf. Oh, no. He started running. And she started what? Running after him. Run from me. Go run. Let me show you what happened. Run. Run from me. Run, run. He was running from her, so she grabbed him like this, and she ripped his shirt from where?
The back.
From the back. So he left the shirt to her, and he continued running. Who cared at that time? and husband.
Here he comes! Why are you closing the door like this and staying out?
Oh, our master, our lady said, stay out and guard the doors and don't let anybody in or out.
She said that? That's very strange. What is happening inside?
We don't know our Lord. We don't know.
Open the door for me.
Okay. Here is the door. They opened the door for him. And he walked in when she was running after Yusuf. As soon as she saw him coming in, guess what she did? She saw, my husband. Look, this is how it went. My husband. Again. Watch the faking. That is very important. Look. She was chasing after him. She grabbed him. She tore his shirt. He left the shirt for her. He continued running. Her husband walking in. My husband. My husband. What happened? What's going on? Use it. What? He wanted to kiss me and I didn't want him to touch me. He should be killed. He should be hanged. What are you going to do to him? He tried to kiss your wife when you were not home. Now, Yusuf, what happened to Yusuf? Yusuf stopped. And he looked at her like that. And she was like, and it was the first time for him to see this. Excuse me? I was trying to kiss you, or you were trying to kiss me? Huh? You were trying to kiss me. No, you were trying to kiss me.
He was trying, she was trying, she was pulling me, he was pulling me, he pushed me, she pushed me, he hit.
Husband said, shh, you both stay.
Stay what?
Stay quiet. Her cousin came at that time, his cousin, the cousin of what? His wife came. He said, hey, come and see what happened with your cousin and his slave dead boy. Come and see what happened to them. Look, there is this problem. What problem? He's saying that she was trying to kiss him, and he was running away from her, and he is saying that, and she is saying that he was trying to kiss her, and she was running away from him. Now, this is all what I'm getting. And I don't know who's saying the truth and who's not. Can you help me out with this problem? The cousin was smart. Guess what did he say? He solved the problem like that. He said what? Perfect. You are a very smart girl. He said, oh, it's very easy. Give me the shirt. He said, can you stand up to show? He said, if his shirt is torn from the back, if his shirt is torn from where? From the back. Then, who's saying the truth and who's lying? He is saying the truth and she's lying. Why? Because he was trying to run away from her and she grabbed him. But if his shirt is torn from front, if his shirt is torn from where? Front. It means that he was attacking her and she was pushing him away. So we looked at the shirt and the shirt was torn from where? Back. The husband took the shirt and was torn from the back. Good luck. Huh? My wife? Huh? You were shocked. How could she? No way. Go to your room! Yusuf, my boy. You are a good boy. You are a courageous boy. You are an honest boy. If they try to do this, if anybody tries to do this with you again, do exactly what you did. What you did today, do it again. Run away. Okay? And keep guard yourself and protect yourself from those bad women. They are spoiled brats, have nothing to do, and they want to amuse themselves by taking advantage of humans like you. Don't listen to them. Go away. And then he was like, oh my God. what am I going to do? Guess the news is spread where? Gossiping. You know what gossiping is? Gossiping. Hey, let me tell you a secret. But tell me. I swear by Allah, you will never tell anyone. I swear by Allah, you will never tell anyone. Okay, let me tell you the secret. Really happened? Yes. Oh my God, that's real. Yes, that's real.
And the wife of the governor, she was trying to get her because her slave boy.
Oh my God. I'm not going to tell anyone. I am not going to tell anyone. Hey, hear me, open the door. Yes. Did you hear the news? What news? I tell you, but you have to say, I swear by Allah, I'm not telling anybody. Yes, I swear by Allah, I'm not telling anybody. Give me your ears. Really? Oh my God, it happened? Oh my God, that is big news. Sally,
what? Who's locking the door?
Sally, this is Kelly. What? Open up, I have good news, big news for you. What? Let me tell you what happened. What you have to swear by Allah, I'm not going to tell what?
Anybody? What happened?
Let me tell you. Oh my God! Really? Yes! And let me tell you more! All ladies in the town are now what? Every rich, spoiled woman in the city, we're talking about her. And they have nothing to feed on except her story. Did you hear the story? Now she got to know that everybody's talking about her. Then she started planning a wicked event. An event that will prove that she's right. And what she did is right. And everybody would have done the same thing if she is in her place. So she said, hey girls, let's plan for this event. Guess what would be that event? Very, very interesting event. We will know about it when? Next week. Bring a plastic knife with you next week with an apple. Yes, because this is what happened. So I will show you what happened. In order to see what happened, bring an apple. Apples and knife. Plastic knife, not a real knife. Okay? Bring it with you and I'll show you what happened. Okay? Yes, and you. You come next time and bring me a picture until you stop breathing. You will completely stop breathing. And then I will eat you. Now attack the water. Hey, here's the goodies. Attack, auntie. Attack.
Allah.